This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh has been home to some of the most important jazz musicians the world has ever known. One of the most influential Pittsburgh-based musicians was pianist and composer Billy Strayhorn. The Ohio-born Strayhorn moved to Pittsburgh's Homewood neighborhood as a teenager and attended Westinghouse High School, which also produced award-winning musicians Errol Garner and Ahmad Jamal. After studying classical music at Pittsburgh Musical Institute, Strayhorn wrote his first professionally produced musical at age 19. Fantastic Rhythm was featured at African American performance venues throughout Western Pennsylvania for several years. On a fateful 1938 evening, Strayhorn met legendary musician Duke Ellington at the Crawford Grill in the Hill District. Backstage, Strayhorn auditioned on his piano for Ellington, who was already a star on the national jazz circuit. The two developed a distinctive musical chemistry. Just 3 months after the meeting, Ellington commissioned Strayhorn to write orchestral music for his band, and thus began a partnership that would last nearly three decades. Strayhorn was the primary composer of Ellington's biggest hit, Take the A-Train. They also collaborated on other famous works, including Passion Flower, Lush Life, and Chelsea Bridge. The duo continued to make music until Strayhorn's death in 1967. The following year, the Recording Academy honored Ellington and Strayhorn with its Grammy Trustees Award for their significant contributions to the field of recording. More recently, the Regent Theater in East Liberty was renamed the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in honor of two of Pittsburgh's greatest performers, dancer Gene Kelly and jazz innovator Billy Strayhorn.